Welcome to our family podcast. Today, we are going to talk about kindness. And I don't know when you think about kindness what comes to your mind, but I want to give you a very simple definition of kindness. A definition that doesn't come from the dictionary, but it comes from the Bible. So, to me, kindness is love that shows itself through actions, through words, and even our thoughts. Being kind means that you are helpful, thoughtful, and gentle towards yourself, others, and even God's creation. I know that's funny. Sometimes we don't think that we need to be kind even towards God's creation. But we do. We need to be kind towards what God has created in form of animals and even the earth. In the Bible, God shows us what it means to be kind in his actions to us. God is kind and he's full of love for us. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 8 that this is how God shows his love to us. When we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Can you imagine that kind of love? Kindness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit produces kindness within those who believe. So you can try and work hard to have kindness in your heart. But unless Jesus lives in you, unless you have asked him into your life, it will be very difficult. When you act in kindness, you act with the love that you have in your heart. Kindness is an act that results from the love of Jesus that lives in each and every one of us. When you are kind to others, at the end of the day, you're showing them the love of Jesus and pointing them to Jesus, who is the source of all kinds of kindness. It makes sense that God is asking us, each one of us, to be kind to one another. The Bible has so many verses that tells us to be kind to one another. And for this week, what I would like you to do is look at your Bible and look at the word kind and where it is used and what it means for you. So it's very good for us to be kind to other people, to show them through our love for them, through our actions, through our words, and in every other way that it's possible. God calls us to be kind to each other at all times, not just when things are good, but even in difficult times. And can you imagine, even in these times of corona and all the things that are happening, God still calls each one of us to be kind. Also, God calls us to be kind to everyone, not just your family, not just even your friends, but even your enemies. The Bible tells us to love even our enemies. And it's not always very easy to be kind, but God asks us to be kind at all times. Let me give you a story. A couple of weeks ago, I had planted some plants on my little garden. I love gardening. And then my neighbor let her chicken come out and they ate all my vegetables. I was so angry because this was the second time that this was happening. The first time I was very kind and I was able to tell her not to do it again. But the second time it was so not nice. And I can tell you, I wanted to go to her house and tell her off. But somehow I stayed back and thought, my words, if I say them right now, they're not going to be kind. So I took a step back and I was thought about my words and I realized I was very angry and my words were not going to be nice. And God is calling me, even in that difficult time when I'm angry, to be kind. So kindness is love in action, love in our thoughts, and love in our words. This week, I want you to write down how you're going to be to show love and kindness to people around you and share with your family. But I also want you to note down, how have you been kind to other people around you? Are there situations that have made you not be kind? And how would you have dealt with those situations? So, at the end of the day, kindness is love in action. It's love in our thoughts and even love in our words.